Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studio, Burn the Bridges.
Cheers, Johnny.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, bro.
You guys have got a single release coming up this Friday, which is great. New Zealand Music Month, everyone is like deep in the zone with New Zealand Music Month at the moment.
Come on, New Zealand.
It's bloody good, mate.
Yeah, we fluked that wasn't planned, but it's worked out well.
You guys are releasing a single. Is it this is the one thing that I've seen on Spotify. Is this your first actual physical or single release ever?
That's right. We're slow moving. Yeah. We've actually played together in a few bands over the years, but in this format, this is our first track that we're releasing. Yeah.
Okay. Because you guys, you're no strangers to Rhythm and Vines. You've played down there. And they still feature guitar music at Rhythm and Vines, which I'm surprised about. It seems like the last time him and I went down to the Rhythm and Vines was in 2006 or 2007, and there was like Jacob and the Tarts and Motorcade, but I feel like times have probably changed since then.
Yeah, and it seems definitely a bit getting dancy. A lot more electronic down there, eh? There was a lot of kids extremely high on MDMA, really enjoying themselves.
Oh, fucking good on them, actually.
Yeah. What stage do you guys play on? Is it like one in the woods? Or?
Yeah, it was the garden stage. Yeah, okay. And there were quite a few. Actually, Round Buddha, who were playing with us on Friday night, they were also playing there. So yeah, there was a good amount of bands there. It was a good night. We played on the first night, so we just like kicked things off, and then yeah, all went from there.
I'm curious. Has Rhythm Vines put you up in a nice little pad?
No, not this time. We
did have artist camping.
We did artist camping, which we thought would be plush and shit, but no, we were in with the riffraff, eh? It was hectic. Yeah.
The very first time, Sam and I were in a band when we were at uni in Dunedin, and like the first time we played in, what, 2000, and might have been 2006 maybe, it was around then. It wasn't as big, and we had a whole vine to ourselves. It was awesome. We just like camped right down there, and there was like no one in the vines, and it was just super surreal. And we just like expected it to be the exact same, but no, a ton more people are going since that last time, eh?
Everyone's like 10 years younger as well. You're like, yeah. Everyone just
well,
got
we're
younger.
We're 10 years older as well. Yeah.
Now, we've got, obviously, the single release is coming up, but point of What's Cooking is also for a bit of a guest selection. Right. We've got you in to select some music, and I'll just pull up my list of music. So we've got some Shaky Graves in here, and we've also got some Daniel Rateliff?
Yep, Nathaniel Rateliff, yep.
Oh, sorry, Nathaniel. What should we start off with?
Shaky Graves is a good jam.
Yeah, Shaky Graves, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want any stories that go with the song?
Well, Shaky Graves was actually my choice, and he's just, I don't know, influential. Like I take influence from his guitar playing. He's got a real nice jangly sort of finger picky sound, run through a nice Gretsch guitar. So yeah, quite jaunty sort of sound.
And this song, I think he plays the guitar and the drums, so he's doing me and Caleb's job together, showing us up. But,
yeah, he actually named that style hobo folk. So.
Let's hear it.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Share your belongings, all them clever drawings. Try to make a dollar from the grave. Yeah, sell them belongings, all them clever drawings. Yeah, try to make a dollar from the grave. Yeah, but who's to blame?
That right there, some shaky grapes.
Yeah, mate.
Ooh, very nice. We've got Burn the Bridges, who've got a single release this Friday night at Anthology Lounge, and in studio guest selecting some music. Does it feel good to finally get out some music of your own? Is it this incarnation of this band?
Yep, totally, eh? And it's awesome now with Spotify too, you know, because it's just, you can just throw it out and then everyone can listen to it straight away, you know?
Has it something you've been sitting on for a long time?
That track, yeah.
With these songs, I mean, we've written them for a while, eh? And people hit you up at shows, like, oh, you got a few tunes out on Spotify? But nah, bro. So it's good to be able to pull through and actually get our shit together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice one, nice one.
Well, that was a great tune. Should we jump straight into this next one?
I think this is Sam's choice, this one.
Tell me a little bit about... Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini. So this guy's Italian. This is like a different feel altogether. It's a bit more of I know it's a bit slower, but a big track. I know our tunes are like pretty diverse. So if we will play our track later on, I guess, which is kind of a bit more like country-ish. But then we've got some like reggae tunes in there, some like bigger sort of tracks, and yeah, we try and mix it up a bit. So this is just a different flavour, I guess.
Okay.
We're feeling the influences now. can see what's happening.
Mm. Yeah.
It's good.
Covering all our bases, eh, bro?
It's good. We get to the end and we'll be like an apex. That's great. Yeah.
I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us use that power. Let us all unite.
It will rise over love and over hate. Through the silent sky, this fast becoming our mind. In the freedom from which we are.
Burn the Bridges selecting...
So that was Paolo Nutini, Iron Sky.
A Scottish fellow we found.
Scottish, yeah. Or Italian? Scottish.
Half Italian.
getting the call-ins, hitting up my intel.
Now, CP and Sam and Caleb, you all have have a hand in a business called At Large Audio, where you make those little speaker cases, which I've seen plenty of times on my social media feeds.
Oh yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this business, because you have brought one in. It's like a speaker case which has been retrofitted to have a suitcase which has been refitted with speakers.
You got a brother? Yeah, it's a 1950s old school Samsonite suitcase. And then retrofitted with home audio speakers. Mm. Like the one in here are soundbar speakers. So yeah, it means you can take, because at the end of the day, your home stereo is always the thing that sounds best, you know. Mm-hmm. Like chuck a track on, like what was just playing on your floor standing speakers, and just sit back and enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. So this is taking your home stereo with you, because you know, you want that sound wherever you go, and you're always out and about. I mean, like, we love camping, we love going on missions, you know, love taking our vans places. So yeah, it's nice to be able to have that quality of music with you.
Do you find that it does kind of compete with the home stereo?
Oh shit, yeah. Yeah. So the one we brought in now is kind of smallish, so it's got little like 4-inch speakers, but we go right up to like 15-inch subs, and like we've done like a 2,500-watt PA built into four suitcases and stuff.
So matching?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
And they're all Bluetooth and lithium batteries and all that jazz, so it's all like fully modern tech.
Where the heck do you find the suitcases? Do you just like trawling like old secondhand stores, like, oh, a deceased estate, pull the car over?
Deceased estates.
Yeah, that's definitely the best. A lot of grannies, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally, yeah. Yeah, because, it's funny though, because we go to the deceased estates and it's like we're just after speakers and suitcases, and everyone's like after all the jewellery and all that kind of stuff, and just like, nah, home straight in on the suitcases.
Do the suitcases get like... They must get a bit of a makeover. Do you have to?
Yeah, we give them a bit of a spit polish, for sure. But we try and find ones that are looking mint already, and then go from there. But now we've roped in Caleb, so he's an architect by trade. So we've got him to help us design a radiogram, so like a sort of old school like side table with like a record player built in, but flag the AM radio, old school styles, and put Bluetooth and stuff in. Is what we're aiming
for. So Bluetooth in a turntable in a table?
And like a side table, sideboard, you know, like a sort of 1960s radiogram style.
Yeah. Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, because it's nice to have records now. You know, I've only just started buying records because, like, all my music I stream, and I kind of feel like, if I never pay that $10, I don't own any of it, you know? So you can just pick away your favourite acts, just get the odd record, and this way you can play them. It's bloody cool.
I think that is sage advice. I've long enjoyed, like, if you really enjoy something, you do pick it up on vinyl, and you won't regret it. You end up with a beautiful-looking thing, especially if it comes with great artwork. And should the internet go down, no worries.
Yeah. Totally,
and then you stream anything, but then pick your faves for record,
for sure.
Now guys, what's next on? We've got some
Nathaniel Rateliff. So I chose this one. It's got a bit of piano. I play the piano. Actually, there's a piano down at Anthology Lounge,
a
white grand piano, which I may or may not
can wheel that up to the stage.
Yeah, might just like end up
in a tuxedo.
Yeah. Dance on top of it. If anyone wants to, like, you know, dance on top of it, let me know. I'm sure we can figure that out. Wouldn't be the first time.
In high heels? You must be wearing high heels to dance on top of the piano.
Yeah, but it's also got quite a driving beat. Like, this track, like, the track that we wrote has quite, you know, Sam's just got a lot of kick driving through it, eh? And that's definitely, like, yeah, it's quite stomping. And also, Nathaniel Rateliff did this song, Son of a Bitch, which is like a real kind of fast country track as well. And that's kind of what a lot of our tunes get into as well towards the end of the set, you know? So he's sort of inspired, I just love his tracks, and he's kind of inspired a lot of, the music I listen to. And
I think he played in Auckland like last week.
Yeah, he played at like Power Station, a little while ago, a few weeks back,
So did Shaky Grays, actually. We missed them all.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, we'll just listen to them on our records, yeah, eh? Yeah. On our As Arch Audio radiogram.
Find a way to cross and you're gonna get there. And I'm on fire today. Ain't no water here to calm or even put me off. I find a better way. Am I crazy or the wind is gonna blow me down? I'm gonna leave it all.
Nathaniel Rateliff with You Worry Me, as selected by Burning Bridges, who are playing at the Anthology Lounge this Friday night for their single release.
That's you guys.
Yo.
Now what else have we got in the canon of songs? We're going to play, obviously we'll finish things off with your new tune, but you guys have selected some Alabama Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, those guys are cool, eh?
Been around for a wee while now,
yeah, eh? Chick's got a powerful voice, good jams. And, like, I guess, like, just with influence styles, like, we definitely, like, get a lot of Americana styles into our tunes, so... Mm-hmm.
Bluesiest kind of stuff, eh?
Yeah. These guys are kind of, like, new wave Americana, I guess, if you call them that, I don't know.
Okay.
Cool though.
Should we go straight into it? We'll go straight into it and then we'll come back and chat about your tune.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
that wasn't the Alabama Shakes. It was the Alabama Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry guys, there were so many shakes. For some, my friends have been at Shaky Knees in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, so I'm kind of like shaky this, shaky that.
We were just shaking our thing before too, so they're probably confused you, mate.
And the Shaky Graves as well. The Shaky Graves got me. Shaky Graves, Shaky Knees, and then Alabama Shakes. So. Hey,
never too much shaking though. Come on.
So
favorite flavor shake, just while we got you guys, real quick.
Ooh.
Oh,
chocolate.
Oh, I was gonna go banana.
Not lime. Not lime.
Anything not lime.
I reckon lime's actually pretty good. Now, so your single release is this Friday at Anthology Lounge. What's going to be the run of events on Friday night?
We've got a bit of a mixed bag there, eh? We got Frankie Pedrotti opening things up.
Who's Frankie Pedrotti?
She's cool. She's like a singer-songwriter type, like solo. She's sort of like a little bit like Amy Winehouse-y, sort of like Macy Gray, sort of in the vocals, and writes mean songs. And
she writes she's epic lyrics too, eh?
She's really good, she's a real awesome,
and her whānau, awesome. She's just from like the most talented family, eh? You know, just one of those whānaus just that have just talent oozing out of them, eh?
So she'll be kicking things off, and then we got Round Buddha. They played up here last week.
Holly's got such a wonderful voice.
Yeah,
those guys are choice. So stoked to have them on board, and then we'll jumping on after them. It's gonna be bloody good, eh? It'll be a good night. It's got a bit of a mixed bag, eh? And I mean, even our tunes is a mixed bag from start to finish. We sort of, some tunes are more like, we say our style is kind of like Americana meets Kiwiana, so like some of it's sort of like country sort of stuff, but then bluesy, there's some more bluesy jams in there, and then like on the Kiwi side, like me and CP used to sort of play like reggae sort of dub sort of tunes, so that seeps in there. And
Sam was also used to be a punk drummer, so he always tries to get some fast beats on the drums coming out.
Yeah, I used to play in a band called the Drunken Disorderly back in high school. It was awesome.
Man, now Bert, tell me a little bit about your tune Lost, because I must say I've had listened to it a couple of times. So it's quite a slick little country number.
I guess this sort of represents maybe like a quarter of our set is sort of in this style. We recorded it over in the depot in Devonport, which is a cool spot.
Yo, shout out Rob. Is it Robbie still running that joint? No.
Dave recorded it for us. Okay. But yeah,
there's a few of them involved, eh?
Yeah, it's an awesome place. So there's some pretty amazing people that have recorded out there, eh? And Caleb wrote this number. So Caleb's the guitarist, so it's got some pretty awesome guitar on it.
Sweet. And so if people want to get tickets, get them from Under the Radar.
Yep.
$9 on the door.
Yep.
Sorry, so, $9 from Under the Radar or $10 on the door.
Yep, totally, yeah. And if you haven't been to Anthology, it's a bloody awesome venue too. It's on K Road. It's going to be an awesome night, eh? If you're not doing anything Friday, definitely come down. We'll be there for sure.
It's a great old space. It is a great space.
Yeah.
Check it out. Burn the Bridges this Friday night at Anthology Lounge with Round Buddha and Frankie Pedrotti.
What nationality is she? Scottish or?
I think she's Scottish. I'm pretty sure she's Scottish. So. Okay, Burn the Bridges, Lost.
No words to speak, none to hear. It's not the light, it's the dark I fear. It's setting in the sun has failed. Ghost in my head, Jenny Cortell. I'm a good man, keep it that way. Once wild and free, but now I stay.
surrounded by the lost with nowhere to turn. Had none. It's broken now under no spell. Now you're finally gone, Jenny Cordell. I've been here times before. It's all changed, but you move next door. Keeping secrets, hiding places. Today I wanna go.
Right there, that was Burn the Bridges. Lost, their single release party is happening this Friday night at Anthology Lounge. You can get tickets from Under the Radar or get one on the door. We'll see you there.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.